GBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. One step closer to a TikTok ban, a federal appeals panel upheld the law requiring TikTok to be sold to a U.S.-approved owner or be shut down.
TikTok says it will look to the Supreme Court. The big question is where President-elect Trump now stands. In his first term, Trump called for a ban on TikTok, and his incoming FCC chair has long advocated for that. But in this last campaign, Trump suggested he would save the app. The law upheld by the appeals court requires a sale by January 19th, allowing for a one-time presidential waiver based on active steps to divest.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. The FBI says it's assisting New York police in the investigation of this week's murder of UnitedHealthcare chief exec Brian Thompson. Police say the assassin hopped the bus out of New York shortly after the killing. A federal judge in Cheyenne, Wyoming, sentenced Joseph Lee Beecher to 22 years in prison for kidnapping a woman from Michael Bloomberg's Colorado ranch. This is ABC News.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin state Republicans have officially appealed a Dane County court ruling that struck down parts of the controversial Act 10 as unconstitutional. The legislation passed in 2011, and it limited the ability of some public service workers like teachers to collectively bargain. On Monday, Judge Jacob Frost found the law violated the Equal Protection Clause of the state constitution as only some public employees lost those bargaining rights. State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said they will also seek a stay of the decision pending the result of the appeal. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development has announced $4.3 million in funding to help residents affected by the opioid crisis. The funding will be used to create disaster relief positions through the National Health Emergency Dislocated Worker Grant to provide humanitarian needs as a result of opioid use. The opioid crisis was declared a public health emergency in 2017 with the rise of fentanyl, and since then, opioid-related hospitalizations and overdose deaths have risen sharply. The American Red Cross encourages people to create a new holiday tradition, giving blood or platelets. Rebecca Rockhill, Northeast Wisconsin.
The Bucks are in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Boston Celtics, and Milwaukee finally has Chris Middleton returning. After having surgery on both ankles last summer, former Bucks star Drew Holiday, now with the Celtics, was asked today about what Middleton means to the Bucks lineup.
I mean, just knowing him personally, I know that if they ever need a bucket or a basket, he can control that. He can take over that. I think mid-range, getting to a spot, kind of having like a one-on-one game where it's a lot different from driving to the basket and taking three and four people with you.
In Madison, the women's college volleyball tournament continues. Wisconsin faces number 7th-ranked Georgia Tech tonight. NFL, the Packers losing 34-31 to the Lions. I asked tight end Tucker Kraft about the Lions head coach decision on going for it on fourth down rather than just kick the field goal.
We know that this offense, it's something they do. Dan Campbell, it's Danger Dan. That's what they call him, I guess.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a mostly clear sky, a low in the low 20s. With sunshine for tomorrow, it'll warm up into the low 40s for a high. Increasing clouds for Sunday, a high around 40, chance of showers Sunday night. Currently, it's 26.
The Todd Alba Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Join me on the next show. It's Motown Monday. We'll catch up on the news from the weekend and talk about the politricksters of the day.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. 97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who considers a silver medal a participation award, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Oh, is this a Friday night or what? We are kicking off hour two here of Nightlight, broadcasting statewide throughout our beautiful state of Wisconsin, live from City Deck Landing in beautiful downtown Green Bay. Great to have you with me on this Friday night. And we're going to celebrate the movie Dumb and Dumber a little more as the show goes on. And I'm also putting the question out there one more time in honor of Dumb and Dumber being released today. Who is your favorite comedy duo or comedy team? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know, and we will read your text on the radio. How exciting is that? It's like a little bit of fame, right, Conrad?
I mean, I think so.
Okay. He's a fragrance millionaire, folks. all right, so it's very exciting to welcome my next guest. It is her first time on Nightlight. She works for the Sister Bay Historical Society. She is the merch manager. You should talk to her about your cologne. Conrad, she could sell that at this event. It sounds like a really cool event. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show Lisa O'Hearn. Lisa, hi.
Hi, Pete. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. Thank you for joining us tonight. I'm sure you guys are very busy there with your event. A three-week long event, if I'm not mistaken, if I read that right.
It's actually three weekends. It started last weekend. It starts the day after Thanksgiving. So it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for 3 weekends. So
excellent.
9 days total. Yep, so we're right in the middle.
Okay, so tell us, I thought I would massacre the name of the event. I've just been calling it the Christmas Market. I would like you to pronounce it okay. Phonetically properly, and then tell us about this really cool event.
So it's called a Christkindlmarkt.
It's
a German word, right? It's Christmas Market, basically, in German. And this is our fourth year doing the Christkindlmarkt in Sister Bay. And it is a fundraiser for the Sister Bay Historical Society, of which I am not employed by. I am just a volunteer.
Oh, okay.
In fact, there actually are no employees.
Oh.
Okay. So this event is basically all run by volunteers. About 4.5 years ago, a couple members of the board said, hey, we've got this really cool 7-acre site with these historic buildings, and it would make a great setting for a Christmas market. And so they pushed forward, and here we are. So that's what makes us a little different. We use these old historic buildings. Some of our vendors are in those. So it's very, on a day when it's snowing and not necessarily 20 below. It's and the lights are on. It's really magical looking.
I mean, Door County at Christmas time is just magical looking. I mean, you live in a very beautiful place that seems to lend itself to Christmas events and happenings. So that you got that going for you. So what is it mostly? arts, food, history?
It's for our event, it's a Christmas market is generally, there's lots of different vendors. And so most of our vendors are local Door County type craftspeople. We do have other people from throughout the state and maybe even Illinois. But most of, we try to keep it pretty much local vendors. We have a bunch of local restaurateurs who provide food. They have a couple food trucks who are also all from Door County. They tend to try to put together a different menu that's maybe a little bit more Northern European, more Christmas markety for the event. And so we have a lot of food. We have lots of gifts. And our special thing that we, the Historical Society, do is we make the Glühwein, which is hot mulled wine.
Ooh.
And we make that all ourselves. It is not purchased.
Nice.
Somebody actually takes a bunch of wine, pours different kinds together, bundles up spices, and lets them sit in there. And then we reheat it on site at the event. And so it's we've been told it's quite good compared to a lot of other
Glühwein. Wow, that sounds very Christmassy too, actually.
Yeah.
So do people need tickets, or is this something they just kind of wander over to? How does that work?
It's all free. It's free admission. You can't just come over there because we don't have a whole lot of on-site parking.
Okay.
So we have multiple locations where we have shuttle buses running from. If you are staying in a Sister Bay hotel, all the hotels are, you know, partner up with us, and we have shuttles that run from the hotels. If you are just coming for the day or you live close by, you can park at a couple different lots within Sister Bay, and a bus will come and pick you up and shuttle you. Now, nice. Also new this year, we have a lot that's very close by where you can pay to park and just walk to the event. But that's limited, and but it's a nice option.
That's impressive that this little tiny town, which is much more populated in the summer, obviously. But I would imagine right now it's not nearly as populated as it is in the summer. How do you keep an event going like that for three weekends? I mean, you must have people from Chicago or Milwaukee or from around the state, right?
Who you mean to come to it?
Yeah.
The visitors come from all over.
Okay.
It's really interesting. Yeah. I mean, the very first year we had no idea what to expect, right? I mean, we were sitting there the day after Thanksgiving saying, maybe somebody's going to show up. Maybe nobody's going to show up. And thousands of people showed up, and we were
really
just overwhelmed with how wonderful it turned out. So, but you know, we have a lot of new people who come every year who, you know, hear about it on Pete Schwab's radio station, radio show, or, you know,
I'm trying to put the butts in the seats for you, Lise.
Thank you.
This is great. Do you live in Sister Bay or Door County?
I live part of the time in Sister Bay. Yes.
Okay. So I was reading on your website, because I know you're not affiliated with the Historical Society, but
I am. I'm a volunteer with the Historical Society.
So. I live in the Marinette area. And as I understand it, there used to be a ferry that went back and forth, and you have no idea how much I wish that still exists. I'm not a boatsman, so to speak. So when we drive, it takes us over 2 hours to get to Sister Bay. I've been there. At the height of your season, and I've also been there in March when there is nothing going on and you get great deals on hotels and you can just sit in a hot tub or a spa. It's great. What is your favorite time of year to be there?
Well, I think on a little bit of the off season, not March. I think I would say fall, winter, but not like March and April is probably the slowest time. Because I think the season is expanding a lot here.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things that go on in fall. There's a lot of things that go on in winter now. I mean, like every town has a Christmas tree lighting, whether it was last weekend or this weekend or a couple weekends ago, you know?
Yeah.
So, there's a lot going on the weekends in the winter. But once you get to March and people are kind of done with winter, then it's not. And then a lot more of the restaurants close up and they go, you know, they take a little break. And
it is hard. So, yeah. It is hard to find good restaurants in March. But I will say this.
Yeah.
I'm an inside guy to begin with. So I don't. Door County is a perfect place to go to in March if you just don't want to do anything. You can rent a nice place and just sit inside and be warm, and it's like easier than going to Florida or whatever. So I've had a great time there regardless of when I've gone. It's just such a great place. So tell me your favorite thing about the time you spend in Door County.
About the time I spent besides the Chris Kindlemark?
All that, or just your favorite thing about being there?
Well, I think, you know, it's a very interesting place. It's, you know, it's small town, but it's still, I mean, there's so many awesome restaurants and shops and whatever, because they try to keep it, you know, like there's no chains, allowed above Sturgeon Bay.
Right.
So everything is local. And the more time you spend here, the more people you meet, and that's fun.
That's great. My guest is Lisa O'Hearn. She is the merchandise manager for the Sister Bay Chris Kindlemark. Did I say that right? I got it right?
Okay. Yep.
Only took me like 4 tries. Lisa's taking a few minutes to tell us about this great event that happens. Well, it started on November 29th. It runs through the weekend of December 13th and 15th. It's at the Corner of the Past Museum. I love that name. What is that? Just like a history museum?
Yeah. I mean, because it's all these old buildings, I guess that's how they decided to name it, because it is on a corner.
Yeah.
That's on the corner of Highway 57 and Fieldcrest Road. And so, you know, and it's old buildings. So I guess somebody thought that was a, you know, kind of a clever name.
I love it.
And it is.
It is. Absolutely. All right. So we have a couple more minutes here, Lisa. I have to ask you, have you been to a Door County fish boil?
I have.
Okay. What, tell people that haven't been there what they're missing.
Well, I think, you know, it's a really good show, right?
Yeah.
It's, you want me to describe the whole thing?
Well, it's about community. You know what I mean? It's like, it's kind of an event just to make fish, which I think is kind of cool. And it's healthier than a fish fry, you know?
And it's historic because it's how the old Norwegians or Scandinavian fishermen, right, used to feed themselves.
Yeah.
I guess that's what I've been told. So,
you don't sound
like you got to go to. You got to go to one where they take the bones out for you.
I agree with that 100%.
That's the key.
Lisa, thank you for your time. I have one more question for you. Okay. Can you, we talk about movies and TV a lot on this show. Okay. I told you I'm an inside guy. I love my color television. What, are you watching something you can recommend? Have you seen a good movie we should see?
Oh gosh. You need to talk to my son. He is a what did we just finish? We just finished the second season of The Diplomat.
Oh, great one. Okay.
That's a good one.
I haven't started season two. That's excellent.
Ooh, that's a good one.
You have definitely crushed this appearance. It's our first meeting. I see a great friendship developing here, and I hope you come back sometime because we would love to talk to you again.
Thanks so much, Pete.
You're welcome. Good luck with the event. That's Lisa O'Hearn from you're very welcome. She's the merch manager, and she's going to put Conrad's cologne up for sale. Man, if that thing goes over big in Door County.
She shook her head no, so I said no.
Of course she did. Your cologne smells like bologna. It smells like Quick Trip. All right. It's a Bar Band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. You know what that means. Terry Barr is coming up next with new music and sparkling conversation. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Great to have you with me on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Oh, hello, Michael. Santa here. I need special gift ideas for my list this year. Any suggestions?
Hey, Santa. How about a Simple Life Hospitality gift certificate? It's the perfect present. Flexible, thoughtful, and truly unique.
Now, there's something different.
Our gift certificates are perfect for birthdays, holidays, or just because, with multiple amounts to fit any budget. Share the joy of this season. Give a Simple Life Hospitality gift certificate. Visit SimpleLifeRentals.com.
Ho, ho! Thank you, Michael.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. The race for that role now has a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is now officially running for DNC chair. One Democratic source I talked to characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the role. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big-dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 1st. A lot can happen between now and then. But whether or not Wickler wins in his bid for the role, it will certainly be a story to watch for Democratic politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Monday night, it's exciting. Kristen Lierley was, I would say, a semi-regular guest on the show. Then she went off and ran for Congress. And that race is over now, so we can have her back on the show because we don't really talk politics on the show. And even if we wanted to have Kristen on, there are all kinds of laws, right? We would have had to have her opponent on, and we didn't want to get into that. Yeah. Kristen is just fun to talk to. Politics aside, she always answers our health questions for us. And she brought me a drink last time that had placenta in it, which was
oh, that's right,
delicious. yeah. And, you know, so it's fun to talk to her about health issues, and we're going to talk movies. She loves the Oscars. So we'll have that conversation with Kristen on Monday. And then Rose Bauman from Legacy Cigars will be here. Our second installment with cigars. I don't smoke them regularly, but I feel like I kind of should.
Yeah.
I'm not going to inhale. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're not supposed to inhale.
What? I'm kidding. So we'll have Dr. Kristen Lierley here and Rose Bauman on Monday night. That will be fun. And Rose Bauman was referred to me by the guy behind the guy. Do you remember his real name?
No, it's the guy behind the guy.
The guy
right?
behind the guy behind the guy. He's a multiplier. His name is J.B. Thompson, and he brought Rose as well. And he's introduced us to several guests, which has been a lot of fun, getting to know a few more people from Northeast Wisconsin here since we broadcast from here. So. So I was telling you earlier how I ate so much the Biscoff cookies. I couldn't stop eating them earlier. They tasted so good, and it's because I had coffee. I didn't dunk them, but I did. They just complemented so well. And it's like I would finish off, and they're like in packs of two. I probably had 10 of those, maybe not quite. But I felt like a Biscoff cookie. I had the taste in my mouth, and I just felt kind of sluggish. I had to get down here early today so I didn't get my walk in, so... Reminded me of the time, all right, I threw my back out at the park, and my wife had Vicodin from when she gave birth to my son, who was like one, maybe one and a half, and these Vicodin, they might have been even expired, I don't know, but I hurt my back so bad I couldn't breathe, so I took two Vicodin, just because I was desperate, I didn't want to have to go to the emergency room, I was like, I'm going to try these. So, folks, if you want to feel like part of your furniture, take Vicodin. And it might be because it was expired, but oh my God, similar to how I felt like the cookie today, I just sat on my couch and I felt like my whole body was part of the couch and my head was just sticking up out of the pillow. Like my body was a couch.
So,
it felt amazing.
I actually do have a similar experience.
Oh.
I had to take Vicodin when I broke my clavicle and I had surgery.
What's the clavicle shoulder, right? That area? Yeah.
By the collarbone.
Collarbone, right.
And it was a really bad break. It split like this. I mean, people can't see.
How'd you do that?
Snowboarding. It was really stupid. I tried to do a 360 and got about 60 degrees.
You're lacking 300.
And I face planted, but instead of putting my face first, you know, I put my shoulder first.
Ooh.
And it broke pretty bad. And yeah, so I had surgery, and the one thing that they required me to do was sleep in a recliner.
Oh, that's brutal.
For almost 5 months, I believe. And I took Vicodin during that time because it hurts so bad. And I agree. That time when I was sitting in that chair,
it was just like part of it.
I was just like sitting there, just I didn't want to move because I was comfortable in it, I guess. But
you feel like a piece of furniture with a head. That's how you feel. And it's like I've never broken a clavicle. I've broken a rib 3 times in my life, and I've never taken anything for that. And that's painful. It's hard to breathe. But for some reason, this time my back. It's brutal. I mean, you can mess so many things up with your back. It's ridiculous. But yeah, thank God for Vicodin. I know it gets a bad rep because of celebrities. Yeah, Brett Favre, Matthew Perry. They all suck it down like it's nothing. But oh my God, there's a reason people get addicted to that stuff. It feels great.
Yeah. I think I only took it for like a week because I didn't like doing it.
You felt weird. How old were you?
I was
Don't say like seven.
14, okay. I believe. Yeah, 14.
Ooh, that's young to be on Vicodin. Probably.
What's funny is it was a liquid form because I couldn't swallow pills.
Is your mom like crushed it up like a Tylenol or something?
No, it was actually liquid Vicodin. Like
oh, wow.
Mess. Yeah.
Oh, that's like a dynamite cocktail. All right, so it is Dumb and Dumber, ladies and gentlemen. This is the anniversary of the release date of Dumb and Dumber. We got to at least play one Dumb and Dumber clip.
We can do the extra gloves one.
The extra gloves. This is a great clip. Jeff Daniels and Jim Carrey have been driving from the East Coast. They're in Colorado. They're freezing. Jeff Daniels basically has frostbite on his hands, and he's about to lose it, and then this happens.
I can't feel my fingers anymore. I lied. They're numb.
Maybe you should wear these extra gloves. My hands are starting to get sweaty.
Extra gloves? You've had this pair of extra gloves this whole time?
Yeah, we're in the Rockies.
I'm going to kill you.
And that's when they have the chase and the money. The briefcase opens up, right? They see all the money, and then they say, well, be meticulous. We'll keep track of every dollar. And then they pull up in the sports car, and they got the fuzzy slippers. God, it's funny. So what are we going to do? We got Terry Barr. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a bar band Friday night. This is very exciting. Terry Barr, this is one of our favorite features all week that we do. Terry always brings really fun music, and she's just so much fun to talk to. I have to say, though, this is driving me crazy. I've talked about this on the show before. I play video poker, and I have a poker app. I don't use real money. I use chips that they give you as a gift, and I try to parlay them into more chips, and that's what I do. I've never paid a cent. It seems weird to me to pay actual money for fake money, and I know a lot of people on the app do it, you know. But there's guys at the table. A lot of people, some people use like their Facebook picture like me. Other people use avatars. And an avatar, if there's a male avatar, will send a rose to a female avatar. And sometimes it's an actual person, a guy with a real picture sending a rose to a female avatar, which could be a dude. It could be a woman. You don't know who it is, but the avatar is kind of attractive. And I thought the other day, I go, that's like Joey from Friends going up to a mannequin and saying, how you doing?
It is.
It's so weird. You're trying to charm the avatar?
Do you ever tip the dealer?
I used to, but I feel like the app is kind of crooked. I feel like they take your money hoping you'll buy more, so I don't do that anymore. I'm not a big shot at the table. I feel like enough of a big shot in my real life, I guess. No, I don't. All right, it's a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr is coming up next after Civic Media's award-winning news team keeps you informed. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on a Friday edition on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. There are even more shakeups in the leadership of Xavier Catholic School System in Appleton. Interim president of the system, Katie Heim, resigned her position. And then reports say a board of trustees member has also quit. This comes just weeks after the Xavier High principal, Mike Mouthy, and superintendent, John Ravazza, were both fired. The 7th annual Downtown Oshkosh Holiday Parade marched Thursday night. Despite the cold and the Packers-Lions game, hundreds of families lined Main Street to see the over 75 bands, floats, dancers, and balloons that made up the parade. The event also included a tree lighting ceremony to start the season. Speaking of holiday tree lighting ceremonies, the season's officially begun in our state capital in Madison as well. Savannah Tolmay Olson takes us there.
3, 2, 1, 0.
The holiday tree at the Wisconsin State Capitol is now lit. Officials held a ceremony to flip the switch. The tree is decorated with ornaments from Wisconsin students, celebrating that our state park system turns 125 years old next year. Governor Tony Evers.
In recognition of this year's theme, we asked students from around the state to create ornaments that reflect what Wisconsin's natural spaces mean to them, and how Wisconsin Park System reflects who we are as a state and our shared history.
The state capitol has decorations for a variety of holidays. Fun fact for Seinfeld fans, there's even a Festivus pole. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie have a new show that they say will be as unforgettable as the first show they did together called, who cares? The duo is collaborating again for Peacock's new show, Paris and Nicole, The Encore. The short 3-episode series drops December 12th on Peacock. Following in the footsteps of Ross and Rachel, Barry Keoghan and Sabrina Carpenter are on a break after dating for a year due to rumors of infidelity on the part of Keoghan, who apparently has been hooking up with a TikToker, probably someone who got famous lip-syncing Carpenter songs. The influencer's name is Becky Hill, and she has 4 million followers on OnlyFans, which is somehow 5 million more than I have. People assume infidelity is the reason they split, but maybe Carpenter finally saw Saltburn and hasn't stopped vomiting. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a mostly clear sky, a low in the low 20s. With sunshine for tomorrow, it'll warm up into the low 40s for a high. Increasing clouds for Sunday, a high around 40, chance of showers Sunday night. Currently, it's 26.
The Todd Alba Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Monday's show, we'll check in with Brittany Merlot for our first look at our week's weather. And Andy Parks with the Brown County Civic Music Association will tell us about their upcoming Christmas concert with Copper Street Brass Show.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9. Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
All right. This is how you light it up, folks. And we do it every Friday night with our friend Terry Barr from Max Inc. Radio. She's not just on Max Inc. Radio, though. She does featurettes for Civic Media. She's part of the new Wisco Weekend team. She does it all. And she's one of our besties, and she brings us great music every week and really fun conversation, Terry Barr. Terry, how are you?
Happy birthday to you. Or I guess it should be happy anniversary. I could probably do it in a Marilyn Monroe voice.
That was pretty good. You sing it however you want. I rarely do I get people singing to me, so I don't even care if you sound bad, to be honest with you.
Awesome.
So,
yeah. And how have you been celebrating this week of your one-year anniversary on Civic Media?
Booze. Lots of booze. No, we haven't. It's been pretty tame. I got snowed out on the day of the anniversary. I ended up doing the show from home because up here the roads were awful. And I was like, I thought, God, if I go, what if I go in a ditch or the traffic is bad? I didn't want to risk missing it. So I did the show from home, but it worked out great. Nikki Zerjev, shout out, put some balloons in here. And Conrad was a trooper. He held down the fort here. It was a lot of fun. So, and thank you for your wishes.
What a team. That's the way to do it.
It was. It was really fun. And listen, you kind of had a similar, you had an issue this week with your show where it seemed like it was in peril. And now all of a sudden you've got, man, I love the music you sent. So I am so excited to talk about this tonight.
You know, we hit midweek and we found out our person that we had scheduled for Live in the Lair was ill. Then we hit yesterday, two more of our guests are ill.
Oh, wow.
Now that means we have zero guests. And we typically have three, four guests that come in live to talk about shows and different things. But then we always have our one big guest that comes and plays live for an hour for the in-studio concert. And thankfully, this gentleman that is coming in, I dig his music. And I'm really looking forward to meeting him and getting to know more about him. His name is Lou Shields.
He's great.
Yes. He describes himself as country blues, Americana roots type of music. And he loves nothing more than sitting on his front porch, tapping his foot and just playing his music for anybody that will listen, including the birds or the cows or whatever.
You know what's so funny? There's something about a guy, and I had a neighbor like this years ago. Oh. He would sit on his porch and play guitar, and he wasn't loud. It was just a perfect, like an acoustic guitar on a summer night. It was beautiful. And I think that the music you sent, when I clicked on the link and it went to Lou's video, I think that's a picture of him outside with his guitar, and it's perfect for the kind of music he plays.
Well, and this is interesting. He used to be in a punk band in Chicago and owned an art studio there at the same time, and then decided, you know, after touring all over the world with this punk band and then changing up the style of music he was doing, he decided to move to Wisconsin. So he lives now in the Driftless region near Viroqua, and that just seems so perfect.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Okay, Lou Shields, tell us about the song you sent. I loved it. And it seems to encompass all of those genres you just said in this one song.
Yeah. I don't know a lot about the background of this song. That's the fun part. If you listen in when we're live with him on Saturday night from 9 to 10, we ask those specific questions. And we love the answers because sometimes the musician will give us the exact answer why that song exists, why it was written, who it was written about or written for. But then other times we might get a guest on that says, I don't really want to say exactly what it's about because I want the listener to interpret the song how they want to. So it kind of goes both ways, which is really fun.
Yeah.
And I think this one kind of stands out with the words in the idea of what he means with this song.
Very well said. All right, so let's hear. This is our artist number one tonight from Terry Barr on Barr Band Friday Night here at Nightlight. Lou Shields, and the song is called Lovin' Man.
When I ain't seen you and I don't know where you've been. Well, I don't know you good, but I sure got this feeling. Feel like I've known you from some old time yesterday. Well, I
I'd like to show you again, but I shut her and I walk away. Well, you understand, I'm just a crazy old man. But if you know me well, maybe I could be a loving man. Seen you on the other side of Willie Street. Got me a rupee and I was resting my old tired feet. I'm heading on back though, you know, cause I'm rolling on down the other way. You know I don't follow where the stalking ain't the way you play. Yes, you understand, I'm just a crazy old man. But if you know me good, well, yes, yes, I could be a loving man.
Great. We just got a text, Terry, during the song. Bridget from the 818 said, it sounds like John Prine. That was interesting. Oh. I didn't make that connection when I heard the song earlier today, but I could see it. There's a little Prine in there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks, Bridget.
Yeah.
Here's another interesting thing about Lou. You know, he's an artist. He paints and all of those other kinds of arts. He also used to be a woodworker and had a accident where he lost two of his fingers and hurt two others on his picking hand.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. And so listening to him play, you can only imagine how he had to kind of start over with guitar. And so he's got his whole own style.
Boy.
And how he picks. So I will be sure to get some video and photos of how he works that, too, with his hand.
So is he live in the Lair tomorrow?
He is. Okay. He is live with us from 9 to 10 tomorrow night. I cannot wait.
That's great. If you have not checked out Max Inc. Radio, folks, here on the Civic Media Network, tune in tomorrow night, 6 to midnight. Live in the Lair is from 9 to 10. And you can hear Lou Shields, who we just heard. That was just great. That harmonica. Like, I just, when I hear the harmonica, I just smile. That's how it is, you know?
Yep. And I love just the way he sings, too. It's like he's telling a story, but he's singing the story to you. And, you know, I'm a crazy old man. I love that.
And he's just singing it like it's very unique. Like, he just doesn't care. It's great.
Right.
All right. So your other artist is very different. Mm-hmm. And this was fascinating. And I want to ask you, after we hear, did you clip the part, Conrad, that I asked you to? Okay. After we hear this, Terry, I want to ask you about this because I feel like, well, let's just play it. But you want to give us a little background before we play the tune?
Sure. We are going to be listening to a band by the name of Steez. That's Steez. And if you don't know what Steez means, if you look it up, it's impressive style of dress or an impressive style of doing things. And when you listen to these guys, you can hear they're impressive. They are high energy. They are danceable, what they call creep funk.
I did look that word up, and I went with the second definition. It says the quality of being effortlessly stylish or fashionable. And I thought that described them well, too, because they just don't seem to care. But it's all instrumental, right? I mean, yeah. I went through a lot of that video. I didn't see any real lyrics or singing, for that matter.
No. It's a bunch of guys that have been together since 2003. They live across Wisconsin, and then they tour all over the Midwest. They are really booked when there's outdoor festivals. But they do a holiday show every single year in Madison, and if you don't get your tickets ahead of time, it sells out every single year. They are a high-demand kind of band because everybody just really enjoys the funk and getting out and just kind of doing your own sort of dance to the music.
They're all kind of like in their own world, but they play together. But let's hear it. And this is just from one of their jams, right? We just clipped a couple minutes. So should we just play it?
Yep, absolutely.
All right,
it's a live jam.
Yep. A live jam. There you go. This is Steez. Was that in a movie, or do they do movie work? It sounded so familiar to me.
It does sound familiar now that I'm listening to it again.
Yeah.
They do cover songs, too. Most of their music is original and totally comes out of their jam. But they cover stuff from Britney Spears and Madonna. And so this could just be one of those little, you know, they grabbed it, covered it, and put it in one of their original songs.
That's so great.
It's pretty fun.
It is. They're really fun to watch. And that video, if you just Google, folks, Steez, and go to YouTube, I think you just labeled it as Band Jam or something. But the stage is really cool. It's lit well. And these guys are just really having a great time. So they're coming on tomorrow night to talk about new music and new shows coming up.
Yeah, isn't that terrific? And
that's
the big
great.
Show. Well, they have one tonight in Milwaukee. They're the headliner at this new place in Milwaukee called the Vivarium. And it's like a 1,500-seat place.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, nice. And I don't think it's quite sold out, but, you know, if people are interested in listening, they can still get over there for that show. It's a little bit later tonight. And then they've got a show in Madison at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, and it's called the Creep Funk Christmas Jam. That's Saturday, December 14th.
That's great. Well, it sounds like for almost having no show, you did pretty well here last minute. These guys, they both sound great. Can you stick with us for like just another minute or so, Terry?
Sure.
Okay.
That would be fun.
It's Bar Band Friday Night. That's Terry Barr. We are coming right back to wrap this up, and we'll have a couple more minutes with Terry, too. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We'll sat there at the table and acted real naive. Her knew that topless lady had something up her sleeve. Well, she danced around the barroom and she did the hoochie coo. Yeah, she sang her song all night long.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
From the Lake Shore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac Counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Ross from Crawford County says, this is how well, I'm not a Rush guy. I don't know Rush that well, even though it was a very big band in my neighborhood growing up. But he said that's a cover of Rush's Tom Sawyer. That they
there we
went
go.
Into. Yeah. And I couldn't place it. I knew it sounded familiar. All right. We've got a few more texts to read, too. So we'll do that after we let Terry go, after we keep her here for another minute, because we have a commercial we need to play for you, Terry, that I think you're really going to get a kick out of this. But if you want to get a last-minute text in, who's your favorite comedy duo? Dumb and Dumber was released today. Let us know what your favorite duo is. We've gotten some great answers tonight. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know. We will read the remaining texts after this. But I don't know if you know this, Terry. Conrad is trying to become a fragrance millionaire. And
what?
He came up with his own cologne. He's trying to get it out there. You're kind of one of the voices, a very popular voices here at Civic Media. So any love you can throw him to get the word out would be great, but we'd like to play the commercial for you first, if that's okay.
Oh, I would like this, I think.
Well, we'll see. All right, go ahead, Conrad.
Okay.
Introducing Con's new scents. Smell like Quick Trip. I know what you're thinking, why would that smell good? But just imagine putting it on in the morning. Fresh, warm donuts, coffee, chicken sandwich, gasoline, a fresh car wash. Those tree things that make your car smell nice. Quick Trip. Cologne by Con.
So only a Quick Trip.
He didn't even, he just said those tree things. He didn't even research the word deodorizer.
Oh my gosh. Now, does this cologne speak to you as in at the end of the day, it'll say, okay, see you next time.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, actually, I think it does. So the cool thing about it is sold in a gas can.
There's nothing cool about it. Let's just be
honest. Oh, my gosh, you guys.
Oh, that's good stuff. So, you know, if you want to smell like Quick
Trip.
Why not?
You know what?
Nothing would surprise me after what's happened in the last year or so. People probably want to smell like bologna or, you know, bug juice or whatever that stuff is at Quick Trip and the donuts. Yeah. So why not?
Yeah. Well, you know, they have merch now. You can buy a Quick Trip sweater and socks and all.
It's so weird what people hook their wagons to. Oh, I'm going to promote Quick Trip. Like, it's a gas
station.
Well,
Conrad just did.
So next time you go to Quick Trip, make sure you look and find the cologne. Selling for $120, and it's in a gas can.
I will ask for it. Yes.
Tell them Con sent you. Terry, thank you so much. As always, this is so much fun. And
you guys are the best.
Yeah, you too.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
You too. Have a great night. Good. Have a great show tomorrow. Check out Max Inc. Radio here at Civic Media. Terry and Rocker do a great job. So, all right. So just to finish up some texts here, we have a text from Bridget that says, where is that Bridget text? Oh, 818. Abbott and Costello, of course. Great comedy team. She says, loved them growing up. Yeah, Bridget is on it tonight with the John Prine and the Abbott and Costello. Three of my faves. Well done, Bridget. From the 608, who do you think that is, Conrad?
Oh, the best texter.
Steadfast Eddie. See what I did? I didn't go Steadfast Edward or Steady Eddie. I went Steadfast Eddie or Steady Edward. He says, Pete, when I was a kid, my favorite comedy duo was Abbott and Costello, just like Bridget. The movie Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein, I knew he was going to say that, was funny and scary at the same time. This 1948 gem was shown on TV in the 1960s. That's when I saw it. P.S. Pete, contrary to public opinion, who was not on first? It was Frankenstein. Who was sent back down to the minors in 1947? Frankenstein replaced who in 1948? Pete, if you are not sure about all of this, ask Conrad when who was on first. He probably knows. I doubt that, Eddie. I bet he's as confused as I am. Yeah. Frankie, as he was known by his teammates, had a lot of power and could snag those high throws to first base. A man of few words, Frankie was a real monster at the plate. See what he did there, Conrad? He let his bat do the talking. Though sometimes misunderstood and often in trouble, Frankie was always loved by his fans. He later went on to star in the movies. Who was never heard from again? Sad, but I'll save that story for another time. Thank you, Steady Eddie. That's great. It's so funny that he did this about Frankenstein, because remember last night when we did the ad for the Life Mark movie.
Life Mark, yeah.
And we talked, I said you sounded like young Frankenstein when you did the tag at the end.
Thanks, Mom.
And Steady Eddie references young Frankenstein tonight. That's so beautiful. Thank you all for your texts and calls tonight, folks. It was a lot of fun, as usual, here at Nightlight. We hope we put your day to bed here and gave you a smile before you go to bed. Great to have you with us. We will be back next week. As I mentioned earlier, Kristen Lyerly will be here. It'll be good to have her back in the studio. Rose Bauman from Legacy Cigars will join the show as well. Got great guests coming up next week. What are you going to do with no Packers game, Conrad?
Just like any other Sunday, watch a lot of football.
A lot of football. Yeah. I'm a little worried about you. keep us posted. Okay. Wow, it's very quiet out on Washington tonight. Have you noticed that? I haven't heard one loud muffler.
Yeah.
What's going on in this town?
It's cold.
It's cold. People.
But it's warming up tomorrow.
Exactly. I'd like to thank my guests. Always so much fun when we talk to Mike Clemens. Our new friend Lisa O'Hearn, and of course, Terry Barb. Thank you all. Have a great weekend. Be safe, be warm. And on behalf of the lovable producer Conrad, good night, Wisconsin.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, he is featured in an article in the Cap Times, and he's the host of Nightlight. Across Civic Media, Pete Schwabba will be joining us. And, of course, this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
At Harbor Freight, our low prices make us the place for gifts that keep on giving. Because when you give the gift of quality tools, you're giving someone the ability to fix, restore, and build for years to come. And with savings like these, you can even get something for yourself. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Stop by and give yourself the gift of great prices.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.